Welcome back to another episode of the Off the Table Podcast, where anything's possible.
This is the podcast where you can get your dose of dopamine for the day. So grab some popcorn, get comfortable, and buckle up, because we have a good one for you.
Okay, well, we are live.
Man, it's a sad feeling day, man. It's our last episode, man. I hate for it to be like this, the circumstances, but it's been a great run for us. What do you think?
I think it has too. I mean, I think, yeah, you're right. I mean, this wasn't how we planned on ended things, but this is our final recording, at least for our class.
Yep.
But I think
we'll surprise them what we got going on later on in the episode. But we appreciate y'all for tuning in to our last episode, man. And today's just going to be about our journey with this podcast and stuff, man. So I'll ask you first, like, what did you think about the podcast, like, start to finish? Like, what was your favorite part?
I think I really liked probably the second half of stuff, like, after we kind of got, like, the editing down and kind of knew what we were doing a little better. I think we touched on
it. What they don't know was, like, really, the editing was, like, really all you. I was just there and filming, just trying to, because I still didn't really have it figured out. Like, without you, we probably wouldn't have figured it out, because I still didn't know really how to do it until, like, I just really just watched you. And so it was still pretty difficult to me. But, yeah, that was all you, man, all editing. I give all props to you.
Well, thank you. It was, at the beginning, it was a little rough, but after we kind of got everything streamlined, which is like how our post-production worked, it got way easier. Like, even this episode's probably going to be like maybe 15 minutes worth of editing.
Yeah.
But I think it was a weird adjustment getting started. I mean, this isn't what I expected this class was going to be like, which, I mean, sounds kind of dumb since it is a podcasting class, but it was a lot more hands-on than I expected.
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely more like, what's the word? Like, you had to really, like, lock in. Like, if we never really locked in, like, any episodes, just how busy our schedules are already, like,
yeah,
it probably wouldn't have. It would have been way harder. But I feel like that was kind of the fun part, you know, like, learning everything and trying to get the hang of it and coming in late nights and shooting a podcast and trying to edit it and get it all done before it's time to turn it in. That was just a fun journey, you know, the process of it.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely given me more respect for people who do this full time.
Oh, man.
Because it takes a lot. Like, it doesn't even, I mean, I think you could even go back and look at some ours and be like, you could tell which episodes we had prepared more for than others. But, yeah, it's been, like, these people who have big productions, like, it takes a lot. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of setup. I mean, we got lucky with using the school's equipment, so I can't even imagine, like, the financial setup it would cost to run something on this level that the school's running. So,
yeah, nah, for sure. I want to see, like, I want a few basketball podcasts and just regular podcasts, and I want to see, like, what all goes into that process, because if ours was hard and we, like, kind of did the bare minimum, like, I wonder, like, what theirs is like, you know, like, what that whole process is like and how long it takes them to get out one episode, because they get them out pretty quick. You would think that they don't do any editing, because they get them out pretty quick.
That is true. That's something I think we kind of underestimated on, especially early on, where it's like,
oh, man.
I think one time this semester we were actually sitting, okay, we had two recorded kind of ahead of time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, these shows that are like weekly, bi-weekly, you know, sometimes even every day, that's crazy to me.
Especially the ones like No Jumper, who have like three or four or five guests at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had two guests. It was a handful.
Yeah, it was.
I was trying to get Brett to come out. That. Oh, yeah. I was trying to get Brett to come out for today, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh, man, he must have been traumatized from the last one.
No, he must have been. I mean, now we're at the end of the semester, so he's in crunch time right now for getting all his stuff done.
Oh,
too,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. How has the end of the semester been for you? Has it been chaotic or has it been smooth?
It's been a little bit of both. I mean, I dropped a class that I knew I was probably going to end up having to drop.
Yeah.
But it was going to be an elective credit anyway, so it's not really going to hurt me long term.
Right.
I have a paper and a project still left to do, but one's due tonight and one's due tomorrow night. So that one's going to get kind of close, but I think this semester went by really fast, and it ended as best as it could have.
I would have to agree. I feel like after I came back from first semester from, what was that, Christmas break or whatever break it was.
Yeah.
After I came back from that, I was like, bro, like, I was on cruise control. I won't lie to you. Like, everything that was going on in my classes, I was like, all right, whatever. Like, I wasn't doing very much homework. And then
I think we lost you there, Trey. Can you still hear me?
Hello?
Okay. I can hear you now.
Oh, man, I have to move around.
Whenever you stop talking, I stop talking, so I'll be able to go back and cut that down. So,
okay. But, yeah, like, this semester, it definitely went by fast, but the whole time, I would say I was in cruise control pretty much the entire time. It wasn't looking the greatest at first, and I wasn't really caring, honestly. I was at the point where I was like, all right, whatever happens, happens. But then I eventually had to pick it up, I got up my grades before the semester ended, so I'm happy how it ended.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, too, because, I mean, early on, I mean, even in this class, too, I feel like I didn't really knuckle down until week, like, I don't know, like week, like, 12, 15.
Man.
Like, I don't remember. It's like I blinked, and, like, we were over halfway done, and I was like, oh, this isn't going to go well. Time we got to figure something out.
Yeah. But here we are. Push through it. So
yeah, here we are.
I'm not too mad about the way it ended, honestly. Like, I feel like at the beginning, my favorite class to go to was podcasting. Like, I was excited about that. Like, I was skipping a lot of classes, but I was there for every class of podcasting. Oh, man. I was excited, like, to see how it was going to go, how it was going to sound, what it was going to look like, and to put it out. So this was probably one of the funnest classes to me. It was less stressful. It was more fun, to be honest.
I completely agree. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to doing this still. Like, I think we kind of kicked it around a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we want to call it end here with what we're doing. We might just have to take a leap of absence for a little bit until we figure out how to really, like, manage this on our own. But,
yeah, I feel like
I wouldn't be opposed to it. So
let's break it to them, man. Let's let them know how we plan on pivoting off of this one, man, because this one was so cool. We wanted to mess around and do our own little podcast where we could do and say a lot more, talk about a lot more.
Yeah.
Uncensored.
That is true. I think, I do think if we do continue this, we will probably no longer use the off the table title.
Yeah.
Or we might, I mean, we might just get to the point where it's like, well, screw it. You know, it's been 6 months. We'll fire that account back up. So, I mean, we'll see when we get closer. Either way, I mean, I think we'll make some kind of public announcement. If it's an edit on this, if it's, you know, a link in the description, we'll figure something out to kind of direct where our next step is.
Yeah, make sure y'all stay tuned, man. Stay along for the journey. It's been a good one.
It has been. I think it's been a lot more fun than we thought it was going to be. That's for sure.
For sure. What about your plans for the summer? What do you have planned for the summer?
I'm going to go back to my car dealership that I've worked at off and on for years. That's been kind of my, like, most recent recurring job. So since I normally only just work over the summers because I'll be full-time student in the fall again. So I'll go back to
Huh? You plan on taking any fun trips?
No.
Any vacations?
No, I got too much credit card debt to pay off. I got to make some money.
Nah, I feel you. I'm in the same boat. But me personally, I got to go on some vacation. This year been a little too stressful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation is exactly what I need. But definitely got to get some money for sure. That's always the main priority, especially after this semester, how much money they took from me. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. And especially if we plan on continuing to do this, because, I mean,
man,
eventually
we're
going to have to, at some point, kind of financially hold this one up. So,
yeah.
We'll see what hopefully ends up happening.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that off the ground sooner than later.
Yeah, hopefully sooner than later. I'm not sure how soon will it actually end up being, but, you know, wishful thinking. I think with how finals are going to go, it's going to be just like whenever me and Trey can get in contact with each other and get things fired up. Because yeah. I think something that we never really even, I mean, we've kind of talked about it with the whole episode of like talking about growing up and all that. We didn't know each other until this class.
Literally.
So like, what was that? Like 15 weeks ago, I met Trey, 18 weeks ago. So.
And even within like that, we were in the same class and sitting next to each other and still really didn't know each other, but we were kind of starting to get to know each other. And then whenever he was like, y'all need to pick out partners. We didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
So we were just sitting next to each other. We were like, want to be partners? Let's do it.
Yeah. I think that's, we quickly realized that we were the two, I don't know if outsider is the right word, but it kind of
is. Man, yeah.
We were not DMA majors. We did not have any connections with anyone else in this class. And it was like, oh, you're by yourself too? Bet. Perfect. We're already sitting beside each other. This is perfect.
Yeah, it was. It literally worked out perfectly. I don't think it would have been as smooth if we had other partners. Like, I think the editing and whatnot probably would have been smoother just because people knew more than us. But, like, talking to each other-wise, I don't think anybody else would have been, you feel me, had a good connection like we had and be able to just flow like we have been.
Oh, I completely agree. I don't think anyone else in there, I mean, there's good people in that class, obviously. It's not like we're just dogging on all of them, but it's like,
yeah.
I don't think that me and Trey could have immediately jumped into like go mode as fast as we did with anyone else but each other.
Yeah,
so literally. It worked out pretty well there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there definitely is great people in that class, man. I feel like that class was like a very diverse class, but kind of everybody was like the same at the same time. Like, I don't know. Everybody, I don't even know how to explain it. It was diverse, but everybody was still kind of like the same kind of person. Like, the people all, I think they all like had a bunch of classes together and knew each other from a bunch of different stuff.
So I think so too.
We definitely were the outsiders.
I think they all had like, I mean, when we've been in there, well, probably when we're not supposed to be, when other classes are going on trying to edit this podcast, it's like the same 15 people.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah,
I'm sure that whole group is really close because they probably just live in that room all day long, which has kind of given me a big respect for media people in general. Because, like, obviously you got people,
man,
who just, like, throw it out there because, you know, why not? But, like, the people who really care about this really care about it.
Yeah, for sure. And it shows. Like, one of my favorite podcasts was, we had Isaac, who was in front of us.
Yep.
His podcast, I always thought was pretty good. You said what?
Oh, yeah, no, Isaac's, yeah. Isaac and Sam's, right? They're the fast foodies, right?
Yeah, fast foodies, yeah. And then Hot Chicks for Hot Takes. Theirs was always pretty good, too.
Yeah, I think I've ended up texting one of each of them from those groups being like, how do you do this? Where did you get this audio clip? Like, how did you do any of that? Because we didn't know. That was a great help.
Yeah, but definitely got some respect for those guys because they make good productions and they spend long, 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 very long hours on everything, whatever they do. So that's pretty cool. And I know it's not easy, especially for us, like, with trying to do that would be even harder if we actually had to do that because we play sports and do all other kind of things. But I'm sure they have other things they do as well, but they definitely make time for DMA for sure.
Yeah, I think something else that's kind of surprising too is that I feel like at the end of the day, we didn't put a whole lot of work into this. I feel like a lot of it came kind of naturally. Kind of surprising, but then what blew me away was probably the first view, like the first listener we had from a different country.
Yeah, that was like, pretty shocking.
When we'd sit in class, and because the website we used to publish this, we can see all the stats on. Uh-huh. And when I would look at Trey and be like, "Do you know anyone from this city?" And he'd be like, "No, I got no clue who that is." Like, I don't either.
Man, from different countries.
Yeah, and it's like that. it's weird to think that, like, people we're never going to meet have heard us or heard our opinion or heard us talk about growing up or something funny that happened at college or something like that. And it's like, that's wild to think about.
Nah, it is. And especially, like, not only do we not know them, but it's like, how did they run into our podcast? Like, we are going to this little school in West Tennessee, and we just put together a team and decided, let's do a podcast, and they found ours. So that's pretty crazy.
Especially because we never did any real promotion. We've never done any social media. We don't have a TikTok, don't have an Instagram, nothing like that. And I know a lot of my classmates had gone, like, that full, you know, social media spectrum.
Uh-huh.
And me and you were basically like, oh, it's 11:30 at night. We should probably publish this before midnight. Get this thing out there. It's got to be out. It's got to be published in 30 minutes. We got to get going.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what are your kind of plans for the fall? Because I know we talked about in the talk we did talk about continuing it. I graduate in the fall.
Yeah. So my plans for the fall were like kind of still in the air, honestly, like just with how expensive it is to go here, like all of that is still up in the air, whatever. But whatever I do, honestly, will probably still be close to where I live. So it probably wouldn't be hard for us to ever actually collab and do something. Like, I'm still always going to be around. You feel me? So I don't really know what my plans are just yet, honestly. Like, I'm just going with the flow day by day. Day by day, see a better day, man.
That is true. And I think, that kind of comes back full circle to what we were talking about at the beginning, where it's like, are we going to continue to do this? And kind of the whole point of this episode, we're like, this episode is going to be our last, like, required podcast for this course.
Uh-huh.
And we do think that we are going to probably shift away from this kind of established thing we got going on here and kind of break off and go somewhere new.
Yeah.
Try a couple of new things now that we kind of got our feet wet. We kind of know what we like, what we don't like, the direction we kind of want to head. And right now it is just kind of up in the air. So, I mean,
for the moment. Figure it out, man. We're going to figure it out. The one thing that I definitely want to do is like a video podcast, you know, like running it. I think that would be cool. We talked about that a little bit. But, that sounds exciting to do, mainly because I watch a lot of YouTube videos and YouTube podcasts where they're making a YouTube video and they're calling it podcast. You know, our teacher hates to call those podcasts because they're not real podcasts, but, you know, I think that would be pretty cool.
And you know what's interesting about that, since we just kind of talked about it a couple weeks ago? When we first set this up, we were going to put this on YouTube. And YouTube banned the account I made to put this on. And I don't know what it was, because we went through the whole verification with them. Like, yes, this is what this is. You know, because you have to submit an RSS feed and all that to YouTube to get put on their platform for podcast-specific things. Mm-hmm. And they banned my account. So I was like, well, okay, thanks. And then, Trey, when I got into the room today, that whole computer's gone.
What?
Yeah, the computer's gone. The only thing in here right now is the audio board, and the camera's still in here, but the computer's gone, and some of the lights are gone, and all that, so.
I wonder if that's just like the end of the year, or what that's about.
I don't know. I have no idea, because, I mean, we hadn't been to class in like a week. Our professor's been out for a conference, so I don't know what's going on. You know, I think probably the first time we'll see each other is tomorrow in like a week and a half. So,
we're seeing each other around a little bit in the dorms or whatnot.
Yeah. But I know when it comes to class, I think last time we were in class was like two Wednesdays ago.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've enjoyed the
break. I'm not planning.
Oh, yeah. No, I have too. You go to your 9 o'clock, go to chapel, and then go back to the room. And that is how I've been living life.
Man, I haven't even been going to chapel because I only had like four chapels with 4 missed chapels with like 3 or 4 weeks left. So I just stopped going to chapel too.
Yeah, I had to get a couple fixed. Going into the last 2 weeks, I had 11 absences. And I was like, okay, if we budget this correctly, we're good to go. And then, like, Brett has been, he's been sitting at that, like, 14, 15 number for, like, 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
And then with how it is here, you don't go on probation until you go over 16. So you can be at 16, but as long as you don't have 17, you're good. So that last week, it was, we went Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, he was like, we're good. I'll go Thursday, and I don't have to go anymore. And then Thursday morning rolls around, and he's like, yeah, I'm not going today. We have to go tomorrow. And we went Friday morning, and he finished at exactly 16. So,
man, going on chapel probation is no joke.
No, as soon as you go on chapel probation, you got to – I think you only miss, like, 3 or 4.
And then you can't – if you do anything, like, sports-wise, you got to miss the whole first half of it.
Yep. Yeah, because since it's considered a class here, it's basically like getting dropped for bad attendance.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Anyway,
yeah,
we won't get all into that.
That might be the first episode on the next one, because I already got a question to ask you on that next episode. That's when we're gonna have to have Brett on, because me and him have been arguing about it for like 2 weeks now.
Oh yeah, you gotta let me know what that is.
Yeah,
after this one.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to hit it with you cold and just make you, like, think about it, like, right offhand.
Yeah,
It's going to be one of those where you're either going to be staunchly on one side or staunchly on the other. It's not going to be like, oh, yeah, you convinced me. But,
right.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see. But we just passed the 20-minute mark, so I think it's time we need to go ahead and wrap it up for the last time, I think.
All right, man, well. To all our fans out there, man, we appreciate y'all for being faithful and loyal to us and sticking through even when we didn't know what we were doing or where we were going with this, man. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, thank you very much for sticking around. I mean, it's been cool to see that we've even held consistent numbers.
Yeah.
So it's been nice to know that, thanks for letting us figure out how to do this and not just immediately bailing, because we've had some rough ones and we know that. So thank you for sticking it out with us.
And we'll see you guys in our next podcast. Stay tuned. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Stick around and we'll eventually get some kind of information out on what we're heading to next. But for the meantime, y'all have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks for coming to the Off the Table podcast.
We hope you enjoyed this week, and hopefully you'll join us on the next one.